IU Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Welcome. 107.5 FM Cane Radio, Bayou Sports. Excited to be here after that great performance by the Saints last night. I think it was. Of course, you give up a couple of touch, you know, give up some scores late when you got the slappies in there. I'm sorry. That's what they call them. Well, it's the slappies.
That's the guys trying to earn a job, getting seen. You know, practice bodies.
That's it.
The Rudies.
Well, but when you're in the NFL, ain't nobody a Rudy.
I know, but you got to figure out years ago they just called them dummies, you know, the practice dummies, taxi squad.
Chicken eaters.
Yeah, you know. But you know those guys on the practice team, if you're selected on the eight, whatever they have, $8,000 a week they're paid.
Not bad.
$8,000. I don't know too many people finish college and get a job where they make $8,000
a week. Yeah, but the deal is that $8,000 a week, but how long are you going to keep that job?
Well, it's 18 weeks now. 18 weeks if you got to buy in an extra game.
Let me just tell you something. They better be saving.
Oh, no doubt about that. But still, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You know, plus you get a little, you don't go on road trips or anything, but anyway.
Thank goodness you save money.
They better.
No, they do pay for you on road trips. But Jameis Winston, of course, solidifies last night. And I get it. Sean Payton, he's not making his decision yet, has indicated that he will make his decision prior to the final preseason game with the Cardinals. Is it the Cardinals?
Yes.
Yes.
In New Orleans, I'm pretty sure.
Winston goes 9 of 10, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. Both of the scores... just well-thrown balls.
Fabulous catches,
but
too.
Unbelievable catches. This is freaking me out. There is a completion percentage probability stat now done by Next Gen Stats.
I never heard of that.
Just heard of it this morning.
Okay.
Actually, initially heard about it because they listed that even though the Jags kind of struggling quarterback Trevor Lawrence – is not being talked about like the other new guys in the NFL, this great class, because his team just sucks.
Yeah, they won one game last year.
Yeah, okay, but he actually is leading all of those guys, all of his peers in that class, in this completion percentage probability. So evidently, some brainiacs have gotten together, and every time a ball is thrown relative to pressure – and coverage.
Okay.
What are the percentages of this? So, to me, this is, you cannot avoid subjectivity in this induction.
So, is it drop balls included?
Deduction, yeah. Deduction, you know it's going to happen. Induction, you think it's, yeah. In your prognosis, whatever, hypothesis, whatever you want to call it.
Pretty accurate.
So, They've come up with a stat in both of these catches by Callaway. The one-hander.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Along with the one that the announcers didn't even know that he caught.
That's right. The first one, yeah.
And it wasn't only them, because ESPN played the Saints' call of the game this morning. Those announcers, they must have the same vantage point, because they didn't see the catch either.
Yeah, that's over in the north end zone that took place.
So, both of these... throws the completion percentage was below like 18%.
Really?
Yeah. Which is believable because it was good coverage. I take it back. The first one, he did get behind him, but they were right there. The ball had to be perfectly thrown. Callaway, undrafted free agent out of Tennessee.
He looks impressive.
Is really showing something. I mean, if we get Traquan Smith back doing something, then of course – the prodigal son, Michael Thomas. Bring hither the fatted calf.
Oh, celebrate. The son has come back.
My son was lost.
Break out the finest robes.
Okay. So, Saints defensively.
They look good.
Look good. Jags couldn't run the ball.
No.
Now, the Jags are bad.
Yeah.
I really wonder at a point right now if you're Urban Meyer, if you're thinking, what the heck have I got myself into?
Oh, he's got to be thinking that. He's got to be. I mean, he
have I bitten off more than I can chew?
Well, he's chewing on what, about 5 or 6 million, huh?
Oh, but you know what? I would like to think he's made more money than he can spend.
You're probably right.
But gosh, dog it, man. That it's tough in the NFL. When you get behind that eight ball. Now, hey, let's look back. Peyton Manning, his first year in the NFL with the then – no, it was Indianapolis. He never played for Baltimore.
That's right.
The Indianapolis Colts, they went one for a twofer that his first year.
Well, Troy Aikman.
And went 13-3 the next year.
Yeah, Troy Aikman had the same issue. I think they won one game. I think the Saints – beat him so bad.
Yeah, but Troy Aikman had that. It was the Herschel Walker trade.
Yeah, the Cowgirls. I mean, boys.
He had the Herschel Walker trade behind him.
Yeah, you're right.
They did. They just, Jimmy Johnson just said, okay, you want this guy? Give me your team. Give me your future.
Yeah.
Want your firstborn child.
Yeah, he pretty much wrapped it up. And then the general manager got rid of the best coach he ever had.
Yes. 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 So, keeping it right here with the Saints. So, Jameis, of course, those first two drives, two of the first three drives just looked fabulous. You still got guys saying, I still don't think Jameis is a quarterback. I just followed some guys on the internet, some guys on Facebook, and I just think that they have a heart. Jameis, is a Cam Newton kind of guy. He's the kind of guy, when he's not your guy, he's easy to not like. Okay. From Free Shoes University, Crab Fingers, divisional rival Tampa Bay. So he's going to really have to do some great things to win over the most skeptical of the Saints fans. But you know what? If he plays like he did last night, I love the fact that when they talked to him, he lamented more about the one miss that he had, the bad throw that he made. Out there to the flat, you know, he was kind of in a little trouble, and it was one that he should have completed.
Well, I think if Sean Payton, the coach, like we all know he is, just keeps Winston to a minimal of turnovers and not necessarily managing the game, because he's going to fire it. Keep the interceptions down and hold on to the football.
Look, I'll tell you, if Jameis Winston throws less than 20 interceptions this year, that's a win.
I'm thinking he's going to do less than 15, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You know, 20 is too much. Yeah, 15 would be great. You know, we might need to have a little over-under on the show. Well, what's the over-under for Jameis's interception?
One must remember, he's got probably the best offensive lines in the NFL.
No protecting. Doubt. And they talked about that.
They did.
The announcers talked about that yesterday. As long as they stay intact. And this morning, I think the Saints' stock is rising. When you're seeing guys like Callaway step up, you're seeing the running back Jones, who right now has got more pop than Latavius Murray.
Yes, he does.
Now, Murray might, you know, he's an older guy. He might just be taking it kind of easy.
He's more of a bulldog type, too.
Knowing that he's probably got a spot. They did run the back from Atlanta late. He had a couple of decent runs. I don't know if there's a spot for him on the team.
Yeah, he can't
play. Because I know he's got to carry a pretty good price tag.
Yeah. He might have incentives built into his contract.
Yeah, but also, I mean, just with his years in the NFL.
True. What's that, maybe 7, 8?
Yeah, you carry a pretty good – there's a minimum that you can pay those guys. Not good that Troutman leaves the game early with a foot injury. Now, the x-rays did come back negative. Okay, Terrell, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
We all know who the quarterback should be right now.
Yes.
But does the fact, let's just say Troutman was out for a few games.
Okay.
does that make Taysom Hill even – does it lessen his chances of playing quarterback? Because you're down at tight end right now, a position that he plays.
True.
I mean, I thought about that last night. Okay, let's just say if this thing was a toss-up, okay, and now you're short on tight ends. I mean, that's something that's you got to factor in, right?
But, yeah, but don't the Saints usually carry three or four in the team, use them as a blocking back?
Yeah, but I tell you what, other than Juwan Johnson, I'm not seeing much out of these other guys.
Yeah, true.
Especially any kind of vertical threat.
Yeah.
You have to remember, when you come in with a tight end, when you come in with that personnel packaging, and the defense knows this guy can't get vertical. Can't get vertical. Over my 7 years at Catholic High, we played few teams that actually played with a tight end. So many teams just sold out to the spread offense. One of the teams I hated to defend more than anybody, although we did defend them well, was Ascension Episcopal, because Matt Desimo played with a tight end. He was a spread team, but a spread team with an 11 personnel team.
All right.
And they would always have the only tight end that could conceivably, we knew that we had to defend the corner route from the tight end. And without getting really into specifics and detail, it messed up how we wanted to cover that formation. Because he always, when we faced that, the 11 personnel with a pro twins formation, tight end flanker to the right, twins to the left, we always wanted to defend it a certain way. As long as the tight end, it didn't matter if he'd go up the seam, but we didn't want to see that tight end be able to run to the corner. And most teams in high school, their tight ends can't run to the corner. Well, they could, and it changed everything, the way we had to defend them. And I just don't see, and don't get me wrong, I know Troutman can run to the corner. I know these guys, they can run corner routes, but how well can they run them? And can a linebacker cover them? Because if a linebacker can cover them, that means they can stay in their run personnel and beat you up in the run game. So we'll see. Hopefully Troutman's not out that long. But Juwan Johnson is – that's a positive. He looks like he might be able to do everything that Jared Cook did and hopefully hold on to the ball.
Yeah, that's important. That will be important.
Keeping it here, is there a better name in NFL football than Little Jordan Humphreys?
Little Jordan Humphreys.
Lil. So I thought L-I-L. They kept saying La, but then I kept hearing the L. So I was like, okay, it's Lil Jordan Humphrey. But then the guy last night was saying Lil Jordan, and I'm like, wait up. Is it like Lil is L-I-L? And I looked it up. His God-given, well, parent-given name is L-I-L J-O-R-D-A-N. So I'm assuming his dad is Big Jordan.
That's right.
And
that's
he's right. Lil Jordan.
That's how I see it.
That's a new one.
Yep.
Lil Jordan.
But Montgomery, don't they have – well, Montgomery's more of a running back, wide receiver, I think.
But he can still play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He can still play.
He's back there returning kicks.
And going back to the Jags, You really feel for these guys. You know, Joe Burrow having to come into a Bengals organization that hopefully they can look at their near city geographically right there, Cleveland, and maybe hopefully they can follow that pattern and get better.
But Jacksonville played for the championship 3 years ago.
Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah, in 18, 17, 18, I think.
Are you certain?
Yeah.
But AFC? AFC?
Yeah. 2018.
Man, I have a bad memory because I don't remember that.
They've decimated that squad then, or people leaving fun that was on that team. Anyway.
You know what my problem is? I'm still – over the years, I get the Jags and the Panthers mixed up.
Do you?
Well, they came in at the same time.
Yeah, true.
They have similarities in their I don't know, so sometimes over the years. But, of course, Carolina, that's Jake DeLome. Lost in the Super Bowl against the Rams, right? When the receiver reached out at the end on the last play of the game and came up short.
That was the Titans.
That was the Titans. You say, okay, I'm still messing up.
Yeah, Jake played against Brady. In
yes, okay. All right.
And got beat by like 3 points.
Yes, I stand corrected. 4 points. That was the Titans. That was
Remember the Titans.
Yeah. That was the black quarterback for the Titans that
He died.
Yes.
From Mississippi.
Yes, McNair. Steve McNair. Yeah, Aaron McNair. From Mississippi. Yeah. Yes, from the SWAC conference.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Great player.
Yes, he was.
Great player.
Great person too, they tell me.
Yep. Travis Etienne gets hurt last night. He looks so little in that amongst those NFL guys. I don't know. And I think his pads are smaller.
He got quarterback pads?
No, well, you know, pads have gotten so much. You can wear smaller pads now to protect you just as well. And,
okay.
And they've gotten so much smaller over the years. Everybody, I mean, you look back at those games from 1982. Now, way back when they were small. But when you got into the 70s and 80s and early 90s, you had the big Bosworth pads with the neck rolls and everything. Yeah. But, he looks small out there.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's 5'9".
Oh, he is. He's little. He's little.
He's not a six.
But he just looks more little. He looks littler.
Yes.
Amongst those NFL guys.
Well, his brother's no bigger.
Yeah.
His younger brother.
Yeah, Jennings High. Brian Poole also gets hurt back up corner for the Saints. But it did look like they got out of the game relatively unscathed, especially with Troutman not being a break.
All right.
So one more preseason game, and it'll be go time.
It's about 3 weeks away from the first game, because you have this game, then you have the Labor Day weekend. Nobody's going to play. The cut's coming and all.
So we're talking the weekend of like the 12th. Is it the 12th?
Yeah.
It's game one.
Correct.
Okay, because college football starts on the 4th.
Correct.
Well, I'm not saying the first game is on the 4th, but that's opening weekend.
Correct.
All right, so we're going to come back very excited. We've got Terry Martin, head football coach and athletic director at Lorville High School. We're going to talk Iberia Parish Sugarcane Football Jamboree. Looking forward to that. And also in a third segment, talking to our guru of fantasy football, Jason Morvan. So we're going to be right back. We're going to get Terry Martin on the phone. We'll see you in a minute right here, 107.5 FM.
Make the easy drive to Arsenal Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
We at Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. We've got Coach Terry Martin on the line to discuss the Iberia Parish Sugar Cane Football Jamboree. Coach Martin, how we doing?
Good morning, Brent. Doing real well, man.
Good, good, good. Now, Terry, tell me, is this this has to be a pretty major event. This is a big deal for Lorville, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the past, they've always rotated the Jamboree around, and of course, at one time, everything was done at Large Eat. You know, it was done at the stadium there. And then, once, you know, three of the parish schools got turf fields, they started using those, but for the first few years, they were done at the two bigger schools. And, once, you know, 2 years ago, we decided to go, you know, a couple years ago, actually, decided to go to the two-night format. You know, we thought, you know, instead of, it's really a lot of trouble to move everything, you know, the concessions and you know, the cleanup crew, the people to work. When you got to move it all to a different location, it really adds a, you know, a much heavier workload. So we decided, since it was two nights, you know, and now that we have a turf field, let's go ahead and give it a shot and see if we could host it in Lorville. You know, then we don't have to move all those things. We, you know, we have a pretty big parking lot. When you compare it to the other two schools, it's actually pretty comparable. You know, the visitors parking lot behind the stadium. But then we also have Lorville Park, which is just a few, you know,
yeah, right down, yes,
a couple,
right,
you know, about 100 yards away. We can use all that parking area. And Kyle Broussard at Gator Tail was gracious enough. He said we can use his employee parking. And then I know the principal at Lorville Elementary pretty well, and so she said that we could use their parking lot too if we have to. So you know, I think parking, we should have enough parking space when you use all those areas.
Well, great, because I know. You know, everybody in Lorville's got to be excited to host such a major event. And, of course, you've got Catholic High, Delcom, Highland, Generette, Lorville, New Iberia, and Westgate all involved. So let's just start out talking about Thursday night more on an individual base of you guys. So we got – you're biting off a 5A football squad.
No, man. And, you know, and when we all started talking about – one of the things that was always maybe a downside – of the Jamboree is that you had, you know, a lot of the schools who play each other during the season having to play in the Jamboree. And you know, sometimes when it's spread out over a long period, it's not such a bad deal. But we had a couple of schools who play in the Jamboree and then a couple of weeks later play in the regular season. And as you know, most of us, I guess coaches by nature are all pretty paranoid and suspicious. So, you know, you almost hate to play a team in the Jamboree. You got to worry about, am I showing too much? You know, what I have to hold back? You know, am I going to give my opponent that I'm playing in the regular season too many of my tendencies? So there's always been, you know, kind of that was a negative when you had to play each other twice in a season. So when we started talking about it this year, we tried to figure out, was there a possible way to where we can avoid some of those you know, matchups having more than once in a season? And the biggest one being, of course, Westgate and Nish play real early in the regular season. So we're trying to see if we could break them up if possible and not have to play in the Jamboree. And, you know, just with the guys we had coming back, you know, we have a, you know, a relatively experienced group coming back. And in being, you know, a Jamboree where it's going to be 2 12-minute halves, you know, I was kind of hesitant, but I said maybe this year, you know, we're not biting off too much, you know, to try to play them.
And I've talked to Coach Ware, and I tell you what, he's been watching film and not to, of course, I've got to be careful these days because I've talked to a lot of coaches. And
right.
Coaches like to talk. And sometimes,
no doubt.
You know, coaches like to talk, and sometimes they'll tell you things, and I got to make sure to never be a double agent. You know what I'm saying?
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
No, because you sit there and you listen to somebody, and then you're talking, and you say, wait, I shouldn't say that. So, yeah, I definitely have to be really careful these days. But one thing I will say, he's noticed the Jacobs. He's noticed more than that, but he's noticed your Jacobs guys. He said, God damn,
right.
Brent. He said, those guys could sure play for me. I said, play for you. They can play for anybody.
Yeah. And again, man, you know, that I think, you know, we have a few skilled guys who, you know, who probably could play for a lot of different people. But when you just look at them up front, I mean, you know, they're grown men.
Yes.
And their defensive line is exceptional. Especially their two defensive ends are, you know, big guys who move really well, got a lot of height and length, but they really good with their hands. I mean, you know, the film I've seen on them so far, I don't think anybody can really pass protect against those guys effectively for, you know, if you're going to throw it, you better get it off quick.
Yep.
And if you try to throw the quick game, they're so tall and rangy.
Yeah.
You know, they'll knock the ball out of the air. And so, it's a huge, huge task for us. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of, you know, I think it's going to be fun. You know, let's see what, you know, what we can do. It doesn't count, you know, as far as on our win-loss record. So I guess the biggest thing is, you know, we want to see how we match up, but we want to get out of there healthy.
Absolutely.
It's my big issue. You know,
Hey, you're an old veteran now. If you start seeing it, you are, you know, outmatched a little bit. You know, that clock is your friend as long as it's moving.
Oh, there ain't no doubt. There ain't no doubt. And, you know, that's the other thing. You know, I want to make it fun for everybody and try to make the interesting matchups. But at the same time, you got to, you know, you also got self-preservation in the back of your mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, you know, with Kurt Ware, you know, hell, they're going to run the ball. We'll get out of there quick.
Yep.
But then I get their spring scrimmage, and frick, they threw the ball more than I've seen him throw the ball in a long time. They got a very, you know, talented quarterback, kid that runs well, but also can throw it. And so, you know, it just makes it, you know, again, you run it. I apologize when I say this, but man, I can't stand preparing for you freaking wing key guys because it's so hard to simulate.
Well, it's hard to simulate a practice, no doubt.
You know, and again, you try to draw scout cards, and it just looks like a Los Angeles freaking highway system. You know, there's lines everywhere. There's so much stuff, and you know, and it's so hard to teach kids to not look in the backfield. And you know, it's really hard to get ready for, especially, you know, any time. But now we really only have a 3-day prep period, and then you throw in the fact that they can throw it now. So you know, it's going to be really tough to defend them. And you know, and again, just being pretty blunt, it's going to be hard to block those cats because they are very large and they're very good up front.
Well, I know the type of kids that typically come out of Louisville, but I also know the type of kids that you coach and what you get out of them. And I know that they're going to come out there, you know, swinging and piss and vinegar and snot coming out their nose and ready to play. No, I know that. So that's the Thursday night game. Y'all will be the lone wolf that night, and then we come back Friday, and so we got a three way there between Highland, Generette, Delcom, and who am I? And Highland, Generette,
yeah,
and Delcom.
That's it.
So I know I understand it, but why don't you explain to our listeners how that's going to work?
Well, when Catholic High expressed interest in coming back in the Jamboree, We initially looked for another opponent so we'd have an even number of teams. And we did have a couple of schools interested, but they were outside of the parish. And once, you know, the central office staff and all the people involved who kind of make, you know, the final decision, they thought, you know, they would prefer that it was kept in parish only, you know, and that way that the money, Marie, stays with just within our parish schools. And so, you know, once we came up with that, we decided that, you know, those three schools, you know, they felt it was okay. They wouldn't mind doing a three-way. And again, most people keep it pretty simple in the Jamboree. So, you know, you always got to, you know, sometimes you want to not do a three-way because you have to prepare for two different teams. You know, you may have to prepare for two different fronts. And again, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, everybody doesn't run the same exact thing on offense and defense. And so it makes it a little bit harder. But again, I think they're going to keep it really simple. And, you know, the three schools graciously agreed to go ahead and do the three-way. It's not going to really be any longer for them. They're still going to only play two 12-minute halves. And actually, one school is going to get actually a little bit longer break to try to recover.
Correct.
So we'll Highland. Have those.
Looks like Highland. Highland will have the big break.
Right. And again, that I made that decision just based on the fact that they're the only 1A school. You know, so you got to think when you take into account numbers, that would give them, you know, a little bit longer break in between. And then after those three play each other, then, you know, I would finish off what we think is going to be a really good matchup with Catholic High and Westgate.
Yeah, so at 6 p.m., you've got Highland, who will play Jenneret, and that'll be for one 12-minute quarter. Then
right.
Jenneret will stay on the field. Delcom will get on the field and play them for one 12-minute quarter. Then
right.
Delcom will stay on the field, and Highland will come back, and they'll play for one 12-minute quarter.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. And then, of course, Catholic High Westgate right after that. We'll finish it out. I'm just looking typical. I think that half a game still always lasts about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. So you're looking
right.
at a minimum probably 2 hours of that six. So I'm thinking Catholic High Westgate starts at the earliest 8 o'clock.
Well, that's when Coach Waddington, when he asked, I said, man, you know, 7:30 maybe, but just, again, depending on, you know, how everything goes.
Yeah, because you never know. Because if it is a bunch of running early,
right.
you know, there's so many factors as far as turnovers, scoring, all those different things, injuries, cramping.
And you
got to
bring in weather.
You got
to worry about the weather.
Exactly. So, and it ought to be a good matchup there. Well, Coach, I know this is a great opportunity, not only for y'all, but for everybody in the parish to make some money, show off everything you've done. Even though we're dealing with the COVID thing all over again, and I know you're personally, you know, within your team, you're having to deal with it.
Right.
The fact that you're about to play and not worrying about how many fans are going to be allowed and all those different things.
I'm holding my breath. You know, again, I was going to say that. You know, thankfully, at least we're playing, and at this point, there's no outside restrictions. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping that we can start kind of getting a downward trend with the number of cases because, again, after all the stuff we've done, I just feel, you know, like high school sports, man, we need it. You know, the kids need it. Hell, the adults need it.
Yeah,
and
no doubt.
So far, I'm just very thankful that we can be open right now and everything's 100%.
If it was so, you know, ball is ball. I tell people that all the time. Okay, and that's why I love watching – Tina and I watch Hard Knocks every year. We hadn't watched the newest episode. We tape it, and then we watch it afterwards later in the week. But that I think it was the first or second episode that we were watching, and it was the first preseason game. You got Mike McCarthy out there talking to one of the backs, and he just looks at him. He goes, and they had forgotten how awesome it was to play in front of fans. You know, they heard all the noise, even though it's a preseason game, and you could tell – that those NFL guys were juiced up to be playing in front of fans,
just a full deal
of fans. So, I wish you guys the best. Throughout the season and everything, and because I know that it's not easy, especially with this Delta variant. It seems like it attaches itself to kids a lot more than the initial one.
It's so easily transmissible. And so, you know, it really nobody's, you know, off limits now. So it is a huge concern.
And last thing I'm going to ask you, I think I saw your quotes in the paper already, but what is your opinion relative to the LHSA saying, hey, if you can't field a team, I don't care what's the reason that it's a forfeit?
You know as well as I do, that's a reaction from last year. There were some schools that probably, I want to, you know, let's just be honest, they could have played.
You see, I can be honest. You got to still be politically correct because you're still coaching.
Right, but I know for a fact
there were teams that didn't want to play a game, so they didn't play.
And it wasn't just football. It was damn near every sport.
Yep.
You know, schools just, you know, used that as an out to not have to play if they felt, you know, that things were going to go bad for them. They didn't have a chance to win. And so I think, that's the first thing, that's the LHSA's reaction. So now if you have to forfeit, you know, for COVID, it's going to be a forfeit. What I think that they're going to have trouble with, and I don't see how they can hold this up, you know that once you forfeit two games in one season, you're supposed to drop that sport, varsity-wise, for 2 years.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to. They're going to definitely have to put an asterisk
you
on
can't
that
do
one.
That.
Yeah.
No. You know, I mean, if it's a legitimate, you know, I'm sure they're going to have to get with the administration and maybe get some, maybe more the central office school board involved just to confirm that it was actually because of COVID reasons that they could not play. But once they can confirm that, I don't see how there's no way you can make that.
No, I agree. No. And that's something that we always talk about ripple effects. relative to a decision.
All the time.
You know, we're talking about the, about the NIL deal every day here on the show. Right. You know, and the ripple effects that we still haven't seen. The things that it's going to affect.
It's already affecting
high school kids opting out, so they can start college early, so they can go make some money.
Unbelievable.
But Terry, you know how much I respect you and what you do and everything, especially what you've done with that Lorville program. And I'm wishing you all the best. And you know, if you ever need anything, give me a holler. And hopefully, love to get you back on the show as the season progresses.
Sounds good, man. Thank you very much.
You take care of yourself. All right.
Take care.
So, folks, get out there. Lorville, Thursday and Friday night. If you buy tickets in advance, it's $6, which that's a bargain. $8 is still a bargain at the gate, but in advance, $6.
But you need
tickets are good for one night only.
That's right. That's correct.
You must purchase multiple tickets to enter both nights. School-aged children must have a ticket to enter. Tickets will be available at all participating schools. The games will start at 6 each evening. Invocation and National Anthem will be done before the first game each night. So wishing all of our teams all the best. No injuries. Nobody gets sick. Let's just play. Let's watch some good football. We're going to be right back. We're going to get Jason Morvant, our expert fantasy football man, on to talk some fantasy football. Right back right here, 107.5 FM.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisHeatCool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
we're back. How you like that? Got a little Monday Night Football music action thanks to Jeff Boggs. Tony in the mix right here. And we got Jason Morvan talking a little fantasy football. How you like that music there, Jay?
Awesome, Coach. That's great. Great stuff right there.
I got to give it to Jason. He made the suggestion.
That's actually the intro to one of the Fuzzy's Fantasy Football. As soon as you enter the draft room, that plays, and it just kind of, you know, brings back a lot of old memories from when it was on Monday Night Football. That's great.
Jason, I'm pretty much just going to let you roll, but I got one question. What? Because this was asked to me by a couple of our listeners via text. When, for these different online sites, when is typically the latest you can get into these leagues? When's the shutdown time? When's the draft or whatever?
Well, okay, so Masters runs leagues every single day. Like, starting tonight at I believe, probably 6:30 our time, and then when it gets closer to the season, they're running drafts at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, all through the night. You can join right before draft time. So if there's a draft tonight at 6:30 and at 6 o'clock you want to get in, you can get in a draft on Masters. Fuzzies is the other one I play on. They're a little bit different. You almost have to get in those like 2 weeks ago. Some of the bigger, you know, the $1,500 leagues. If you don't reserve your spot, you're not getting in.
Those, okay, so
there's a limited number of them. So yeah. Masters runs.
So Masters is the one. If you're if you're Brent Indes, you're a novice, okay,
uh-huh.
And you're just looking to get in, get your feet wet with one or two leagues. Mm-hmm. Okay, Masters is the one to go.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you this about Masters too. It's a very novice-friendly site because you only have to start one running back, one wide receiver, and one tight end, and then you get two flexes. So you can play three running backs and one wide receiver, which lends itself to, well, if I didn't get that many running backs, I can only start one running back and then three wide receivers. So it's a lot of flexibility with roster construction on that. It's really friendly for people just getting into it.
Okay. Okay, you sold me. All right, perfect.
And I wanted to touch on some terms today, and I know because if we start doing this and then you say, well, what does half-point PPR mean? What is that? And it'll just make it a lot clearer when you understand. So the first one is the standard league, and standard is not so standard anymore. It used to be the only league they had where you didn't get a point per reception. You didn't get anything for receptions, only the yards that you got in the reception. So if you caught a ball for 10 yards, you got 1 point. Well, in a PPR format, which is point per reception, if you catch a ball for 10 points, well, you get 2 points. You get 1 point for the reception and 1 point for the 10 yards. So standard, the reason they did this is because running backs, and back in the day, everything was so running back heavy. A standard league really lent itself to just running backs going off the board. Like the whole first round was running back. And because receivers had to do so much more to equal what a running back does, plus running backs tend to score more touchdowns, which is 6 points for a touchdown. So standard is not really standard anymore. Nobody really plays standard leagues. I don't know of any that do, actually. But a standard league means you don't get anything for a reception, and a PPR means you get a point per each reception you make. So now what happened is you got guys like McCaffrey, Cook, Kamara that catch a ton of balls. Well, guess what happened to their value in a PPR? I mean, it's through the roof because
yes,
they catch balls, they score touchdowns, and they get the yardage rushing. So that's what happened in a PPR is you got these three guys that are going off the board. In the four drafts I did this weekend, that was the first three picks. Give or take maybe a Derrick Henry coming off the board at third, but McCaffrey Cook were the first two because it's PPR. So that's what you get in the PPR. Now they have what's called a half-point PPR. That means a half-point per reception, and that's kind of the answer to, okay, now we got a happy medium. So now we got something in the middle of a standard and a PPR. It's a half point PPR. So, but most of these things you're going to play in today, probably 90% are going to be just a PPR. And I call it standard PPR because it's the standard.
Got it. Got it. That makes sense to me. So that should make sense to most people.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's once you understand that and then you got to understand the other thing too is your roster construction, because if you're playing in a flex nine, which means you start nine players and one of them's a flex versus a flex 10.
So a flex is a wild card guy. You can just pick an extra guy.
Exactly. A flex. So a flex, you have a running back, wide receiver, tight end who's typically allowed to be in a flex. So you'll start, say, two running backs, two receivers, a tight end, and one flex. And that flex can be any of the above mentioned running back, wide receiver, tight end. So, but then you have a flex 10, which is two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, and then two flexes. So now you have an extra player. So you better have a deep bench when buys start hitting and injuries start happening. You better forget about a quarterback, kicker, defense in a flex 10, and you know, for a while, because you better load up the rest of your team, or you're gonna be in a bind. Unless you get lucky and you have no injuries, which you know it happens. But I want to take my chances on what's going to happen the most, and you're going to have injuries. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Got it. How many total guys do you have on a team?
So you have either anywhere from 16 to some go pretty deep. On the fuzzies, they go real deep. You have to have, it's like 20, 22 rounds. Mm-hmm. You better have your lunch pail when you go to draft one of those, because it gets really deep into running backs, receivers. They all go on. So there's not much left on the waiver wire once the season starts. Those people own those players. If they don't drop them, you ain't getting them. So that's why I said Masters, because you're only picking 16 players. It really doesn't go that deep. So waiver wire has a lot of goodness on it, which I like too, because that's a whole nother topic. Then you have a super flex, and what a super flex is it allows you that extra flex spot to put a quarterback in that spot. So that really changes the game when you.
So you're playing with two quarterbacks when you have a super flex?
You can, yes. It allows you that last flex, that final flex spot can be quarterback, running back, wide receiver, or tight end. So, of course, quarterbacks become a premium in these leagues, because everybody wants to play two quarterbacks. So we do a super flex, but we only give 4 points for a passing touchdown. So that is kind of our equalizer in. Well, you want to pick quarterbacks early, okay, but they're only getting 4 points for a passing touchdown, not the standard 6 points for a passing touchdown. So Superflex kind of, we did it, and I was like, man, if we do 6 points, quarterback's going to be too high value, so let's go four, and it really balances things out. It kind of did what the standard versus PPR did. It made, okay, calm down on your quarterbacks now, but you still got to have two. If you don't have two, you typically not, and it's a half-point PPR, so. It's a tough league. It really is.
Got it.
Yeah, Jason, I want to make one point out, too, that's important that a lot of people forget about all the time. Make sure your quarterbacks or your running backs don't have the same open date. I've seen people do that when they draft and they got a quarterback. Their two quarterbacks both have the same open date where they're off that weekend. I see it all the time.
I usually don't draft two quarterbacks. Unless I draft one late and I'm not sure about him, then I'll come back with another one. But typically, if I draft a quarterback in the fifth, sixth round, like a Herbert, maybe a Russell Wilson, maybe a Dak, that's kind of where I'm falling this year. I'm not jumping up and getting the top quarterbacks because I'm taking running backs and wide receivers there. But I typically won't take another one. I just won't. When that guy has a bye, I'll go pick somebody up off the waivers. I'm going to use him for 1 week, and I'm going to drop him. Your quarterbacks are not going to get hurt like your running backs will. I mean, it happens, but running backs go down way more often than quarterbacks. I mean, they're taking a beating. So I'll typically, if I take a quarterback, because if you got like I drafted Tannehill last night in maybe the eighth, ninth round or something like that, his bye's not till 13. I'm going to play him every week. I'm not going to take a second quarterback and eat up that roster spot. Now, if you have a big roster construction with like 20, 22 players, yes, I will consider that. And if everybody's taking two and three and it looks like there's going to be nothing, I might consider a second quarterback. But I do watch for buys on that. The buy part with the running backs and stuff, I have a theory on that too. If your buys hit all in the same week, well, guess what? It's that 1 week that you just fill in a roster with whatever, and then you got them the rest of the season. So I don't typically watch buys too much for running backs and receivers. I kind of take the best available player, and then I'll because if you're worried about buys this early and it's their buys are week 10, man, your roster might be totally different by week 10. So with quarterbacks, yes, because you typically they don't get hurt, so you don't want to have them the same week. So, and we talked about streaming a little bit last time. So streaming, I'll stream a defense. I'll stream a kicker, meaning I'm going to draft one. And when if that defense doesn't work and isn't a good defense on waivers that has playing a weak offense, I'll just drop that defense, pick up another one. Do not draft two kickers and two defenses. Don't do it. You're wasting roster spots. It's just, I see beginning to, well, what am I going to do for the bye? Well, you pick up another one. You know, there's really going to be 12 kickers, so the 13th kicker is technically going to be available. So just draft another kicker when it's your kicker's bye, and just stream a kicker in the defense. I mean, you can stream a quarterback.
And like
too.
You said before, it made so much sense. You can have a great kicker, but if he's attached to a great offense, he might only be kicking extra points. He might not be kicking field goals.
That's right. Try to get, and it's hard to predict, man. Try to get an offense that's good but stalls in the red zone. Like, literally, that's what you want. It has a lot of field goal opportunities. But, again, I just think you're down the overcoach when you start going that deep into your kicker. You just got too many other fish to fry rather than worry about which kicker is going to be making a 50-yard field goal. That's why in our local leagues, we got rid of kickers. We don't use them. We use a defense, and we added an extra flex spot. And it just makes it so much better. You don't lose to a kicker that scored 20 points because he kicked 350-yard field goals and three extra points and another field goal. And then all of a sudden, you lost the lead because of it.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense.
So, yeah, you know, the streaming, I'll stream kickers' defense. I'll stream quarterbacks if I have to. You can stream them.
Okay, so defines totally. So when you say stream, I'm still not getting the – underlying definition of stream.
It just means you're gonna, you know, you drafted, let's say, two tight ends late in the draft and you don't like them and they don't, one of them gets hurt or whatever and the other one's got a tough matchup. I'm gonna just go the whole season where I'm going to pick up whatever tight ends
you're
out there.
Fill it, you're gonna fill in that spot off of waivers a whole lot.
Yes, you're gonna be. And if you're playing in a league that doesn't have bid bucks for waiver pickups, they're doing it wrong. I mean,
well, okay. Explain that. What's that?
So some leagues do a rotating deal where from the draft, the 12th person will have the first waiver wire pickup, then the 11th person, and then it'll rotate throughout the season. So it's just not. I don't like it. Or the last place team will have first pickup every week. That's just no good. So what most of the leagues do, and all the national leagues, it's bid bucks. So you get $200 on Masters, and Fuzzies is like $1,000. But you got to be careful because on Fuzzies there's no free pickups. So if you run out of money, you run out of money. You can't pick up, and I learned that the hard way. Because every other league I'm in, if you ran out of money, you could bid zero, and if nobody else bid anything, you would get that player. Well, Fuzzies, you can't if you don't, and a free agent pickup costs you $10. So you can't be cute and say, all right, I'm going to bid everything down to $9. And then all of a sudden somebody gets hurt. You go to pick up. It costs you 10 and you got 9 and that don't work. So, so what the way blind bidding works is, so like on Tuesday or Wednesday, everybody will put in the bid. Let's say Derrick Henry goes down in week one and his backup's available. Well, that guy's going to be the hot waiver wire pickup. Everybody's going to want that guy because of opportunity now. So he goes down, that guy's available, it goes to blind bidding. So, Brent, you say, I got $200, I want to bid $100 of my $200 on this guy. I need him. I had Derrick Henry, I need that guy. Or you could bid all $200. So nobody knows what the other guy's bidding, and whoever bids the highest gets that player. So if you bid $100, I bid $101, then I get him. Of course, I'm not going to know what you bid because you're not going to tell me because you don't, you know, or you might, or we have friends and they bluff, oh, I'm bidding 65 on that guy.
I can definitely see that.
You know, so they have a group message and they're like, oh, I'm going to bid 80 on him when they really don't want the guy at all. So that's what that's the best part to me is about managing the team is, okay, how much do I bid on this guy? And this is what I'll tell you. in the beginning of the season, the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season, people go for way more on the waiver wire than late in the season. Because if you say, oh, well, I'm just going to keep my money for later. Well, guess what? You're going to end the season with $150, and you're never going to get any of the players you really needed to make your team. And then you're 5-7, and you're out of the playoffs. So what does that $150 do for you at that point? So if you're going to bid, if it's a bidding situation, by the fifth week, a lot of people, almost all of them, half the league might be out of money.
Gotcha. Well, Jason, know? I hate to cut it, but this goes so fast, but we're going to do this again on Thursday.
Okay, yeah, sounds good, man.
We're going to do it again, and heck, when we get closer, if we got to go through, we're going to do whatever we got to do, because I'm soaking all this up like a sponge. I'm gonna get on Masters this evening and check it out and figure it out and probably give you a call on the side.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, give me a call, and I'll kind of talk you through the website and show you. The draft room is simple to use.
I like simple.
Yeah, and I can give you a couple of sites to get some rankings and stuff. And Fantasy Pros has free rankings with tiered players, and it's free. You just go on fantasypros.com, and you print out the rankings, and it'll give you, you know, this is this group of running backs, next group, and it tiers the players. So it's pretty – and what a tier is a group of players that are kind of the same. So your first tier running backs, McCaffrey, Cook,
gotcha.
Kamara.
Gotcha.
And then you have another tier. So gotcha. We can talk about that next time.
Gotcha. All right, man. I appreciate it.
Thank y'all, guys.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Jason bringing a wealth of knowledge in his 40-plus leagues that he plays in.
I can't believe that. One or two is tops with me. 40.
I'm going to go out on a limb this year and play in one. I'll give everything I got into that one league.
Just a half point. Of course, we have a league where the computer does all our counting and all, so it doesn't. And we set the parameters of how much points, how we figure out our points and all. And it's pretty. It's pretty easy. Just hit the printout. But the only thing we don't do that he stated is that we have a draft wire. You know, somebody gets it first come first serve. That's who gets him.
Gotcha.
You know, if somebody goes down. Who's first, and it comes in available after the Monday night game at 12:01 Tuesday morning if you want to stay up that late to grab a player.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, that's how it is.
All right, so we're going to come back, finish up, talk Lafayette Little League, talk Northern Trust Golf Tournament that finished up yesterday, and a little bit of baseball. Right back right here, 107.5 FM.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions,
and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome back. Remember to stay tuned after this for the Breakfast Club with Lee Kay. So real fast, Lafayette Little League, who did such a great job representing Louisiana, but ends up going 1-2 in the Little League World Series in Williamsport.
Didn't have enough pitching.
Yeah. Last I saw 8-2 down to the Ohio team. Of course, lost to South Dakota early, came back with a win. But hats off to those guys. I think it was Menard, Coach Menard and his crew.
Stephen Menard, I think, was his name, first name.
There was a Menard on the team, I think.
Yeah, the little boy didn't cut his hair.
He definitely had some. He looked like Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, he had some locks. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So congrats to them. Also congrats to Tony Finau. So Finau, who we've talked about several times, about his the fact that he's one of the best players on tour, arguably top 10, top 15 guy, but just can't seem to get the wins, ended a five-year drought. During those 5 years, eight runners-up finishes. Yesterday in the Northern Trust, goes ballistic on the back, goes four under over three holes. 12, 13, 14 goes birdie, eagle, birdie. Then pars 15 and birdie 16. So over that five-hole stretch goes five under to get himself in a playoff over Cameron's in a playoff with Cameron Smith. 18, which is a very difficult hole at Liberty National in New Jersey. Just Cameron Smith hits a horrible slice. I mean, I'm talking a Leon Menville.
Cool. Slice. You can't do that to him. He's in Europe right now. He can't defend himself.
A Leon Menville slice.
Of course, he could be streaming.
And knocks it out of bounds, which just leaves Finau, very, very simple to finish it off. But John Rahm, very uncharacteristically, doesn't get it done with a lead on a Sunday. Limps in with a couple of bogeys coming in. Ends up two shots back at 18 under. So now it's cut to the top 70. Let's first talk about some of the guys on the outside looking in that won't make it. Notables Matt Wolf, Ian Poulter, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, who had a 3.5-footer to win it last week. Gary Woodland. Guys that the top 10, so the top 10 moving into next week's, I think it's the BMW championship. Finau at the top, Rahm Smith, which it shows you how heavily the points lean to these later tournaments. So Finau, Rahm Smith, then you go Cantlay at 4, Justin Thomas at 5, Morikawa at 6, who was previously number 1, Spieth at 7, Harris English at 8, DeChambeau at 9, Abraham Answer at 10. After the 70.
Yeah, BMW Championship at Owen Mills in Maryland.
There we go. Kind of keeping it up there in the Northeast. Normally don't have to worry about a whole lot of weather this time of year, but of course because of the Hurricane Henry, Henri, the finish was postponed. I kept going on to try to catch the final. I caught a little bit. Then it started raining again. Then they had the women on, which I would have enjoyed watching the women, but I already knew who won that one. That was just a replay. So I didn't get a chance to watch it like I wanted to. So we're down to 70. 70 will get down to 30. And then we'll do that ridiculous thing where somebody, you know, the leader starts at minus 10 and everybody kind of falls after that. Everybody likes watching NASCAR mostly because of the wrecks, right? It's kind of a shame, but that's why you watch it. Well, sometimes in golf you get to see a wreck, okay?
Okay.
My man Victor Hovland.
It's a mental wreck more than
that. He had a mental wreck. He misses a putt and slams his putter against his bag. If you don't know this, if you have a damaged club, if your club gets bent or anything, which can be, of course, done by throwing it, slamming it, or let's say you're hitting a shot next to a tree and you damage your club hitting the tree, you can no longer use that golf club for the rest of the round.
And
you can't replace it.
And you're, what, 14 in the bag? Is that what they allow?
Yes,
now?
14 in the bag. Hovland putted with his sand wedge.
Hello.
The rest of it. Made some good putts, too, with the sand wedge. Of course, you hit it with the base of the club.
It's
you
tough.
Blade it.
It's tough, though.
You blade it. I told the guys in my group the other day, I said, if I don't start putting better, I'm going to start putting with my 7-iron. Since I play my little rounds on Mondays with my 7-iron. And I've learned to putt pretty good with it.
Really?
Yeah. Not long putts. But I tell you what, inside of 6 feet with my 7-iron, right now I'm better than my putter.
Really?
That's you can good. Take the break out and just hit it hard, and I don't know.
You want them ping pals?
Buddy of mine was like, well, Brent, you need to use a different putter. I said, I spent $320 on this Spider. I'm going to use it.
Wow. They better be gold.
And then more than that, when you figure out the big fat grip I put on it. So I'm sticking with it. And actually, I think I found something. Yeah, but
I know a PGA professional put a grip on your putter for you.
Yeah,
he's in this room.
He's in this room. But you know what?
Yes.
As great as a golfer, arguably one of the greatest golfers, if not the greatest golfer to ever come out of this area, was never really known as that great of a putter.
I kind of caught wind of that over the years.
Still better than most around, but relative to the guys at his level. He's a great ball striker, one of the greatest ball strikers of his day, but just not known as the greatest putter, that, according to Eric Indest.
Oh, he's put a lot of monikers on
Big E's always said that if he could have putted for Teddy, might have been playing on TV.
Oh, Robert Segura.
No. Robert, well, I'm sorry. I assure you. Robert was a good putter relative to a 10 handicap, but not relative to Teddy Sliman.
Okay. All right.
All right. Going to finish up, going to talk a little baseball, man. So baseball's heating up right now. First of all, yesterday, for the first time in 60 years, there was a 1-2-5-7 double play.
That's a pitcher to left field.
No.
You said 7. 1-7.
1-2-5-7.
Oh, 1-2-7. Yeah, 7's a left fielder. Okay. No,
is 7 the left? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So it goes, let me see if I can remember this correctly. So the ball gets hit. They go to throw the guy out at home, but get him in a rundown.
Okay. Where's the third baseman? Oh, you must have been looking for a bunt or something.
Yes. And then the other two runners are advancing, and they end up throwing the guy out at first, coming back, and it just the whole rotation of everything. Mm-hmm. 1-2-5-7 double play. I thought that was pretty cool. The other thing, hey, Yankees and Braves yesterday played both with 9-game winning streaks. The Yankees win that one. So the Yankees are on a 10-game winning streak. Now only 4 back, but also it passed the Red Sox by a couple of games in the wild card race. The Padres, who seem to be falling apart at the right times for my Reds.
Okay.
So the Reds go 7-3 over the last 10 to overtake the Padres, who are 2-8 over the last 10. So the Reds hold the second spot in the wild card in the National League. Dodgers 9-1 in the last 10. They're only 2 back of the Giants now.
The Giants are still playing so well, though, man.
Which, of course, that's whoever ends up the runner-up in that division in the NL
generally,
West,
yes.
They are going to end up being the first wild card.
Yeah. Yes.
Looks like the Reds and the Padres are fighting it out for that second spot.
About 40 games approximately.
Astros not tearing it up, 4-6 over their last 10, but the A's who are right behind them, they're 3-7.
Yeah.
The Mariners are picked up a little bit of ground in that race. So we'll keep a close eye on that, and we want to remind everybody about the Sugar Cane Football Jamboree in Lorville Thursday and Friday night. Don't forget to get your tickets at your local school. Support your local high schools, please. We've got Lee Kay and the Breakfast Club coming up right after this. As always, we'd like to thank our wonderful sponsors, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, Gator Outdoors, as well as newly back on the team, Grittick Electric. I'll be talking about them later on this week. See you tomorrow.